Our needs have changed, yet the money has not followed.
Weston School Superintendent Chris Gilmore voiced her frustration at a forum that brought together administrators, union representatives, school board members, and parents. Dan Burkhalter, the executive director of WEAC, the Wisconsin Education Association Council, said public attitudes need to change toward taxes.
The anti-tax crowd has really promoted for a good couple of decades now that the way to economic success and quality of life is reducing taxes.
Burkhalter represents teachers, but his opinion was echoed by the executive director of Wisconsin School District Administrators, Miles Turner.
The reason we have a good state is we have taxed ourselves heavily. Go to Florida. Live in a gated community in Florida. Don't pay any property taxes. And Florida has the number one dropout rate in the entire United States, and it has the highest per capita prison population.
Former Wausau School Board member Christine Bremer-Moogley urged voters to take out their frustrations at the ballot box.
When you have people running our government who are anti-government and who hate government and who really don't believe that there should be taxes on people, then you wind up with these problems.
The forum on school funding was sponsored by the American Association of University Women and Wisconsin Women Equals Prosperity. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.